Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, our podcast about what we are watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio with Gene Demby of NPR's Code Switch. Hi, Gene.
Hey, Linda.
Well, the reason we are here today, you may have heard, I don't know if you have, you may have heard about a podcast they're calling Serial. Gene, have you heard of it?
Yes, I have heard of Serial.
We feel like it's in the ether. So Gene and I thought we would just sit and talk about it. But we thought, we don't just want to talk about the podcast. We're trying to expand the universe. We're trying to fold it in on itself. Because you may not know this, but there are podcasts about this podcast.
Many podcasts about this podcast.
There are. And so we aim to be the first podcast about the podcasts. About the podcast. Now, the background of Serial, if you're not familiar with it, is it's a spinoff of This American Life in which Sarah Koenig, one of their reporters, week by week is investigating the 15-year-old murder case of Adnan Syed, who is in jail for killing his girlfriend in 1999. And this has become something of a phenomenon. Can we say that?
Yeah. So I actually spoke to Sarah Koenig the other day. I think she's sort of overwhelmed by the response.
I think it's safe to say they are probably a little overwhelmed.
Right.
And one of the things, as we said, that happened is now there's podcasts about the podcast. I think the best known one is that Slate has been doing these spoiler specials where every week when there's an episode of Serial, then they make an episode of the Slate podcast, which to me, I don't think there's ever been a podcast about a podcast before.
It seems so navel-gazy, but it makes so much sense, right? We go to recap sites, right, to hear people talking about the stuff we already, you know, we already watched, right?
I mean, I could make fun of it, but I used to write 17-page recaps about The Apprentice, so I do not make fun of it. It's just funny.
Right. So we're in this moment where the podcasts are everywhere and everyone is podcasting. It's easy, so much easier to podcast. It seems like the natural extension of this impulse that we already have.
It does. I think the rapid turnaround of podcasts, the ability to go sit down, cut something, and then come out of it has suddenly put people in a position where, you know, they're having this conversation now about, is it the moment of podcasts? Is it like the moment when podcasts are coming into their own? Sometimes people mean artistically and sometimes they mean financially because there have been a bunch of stories this week about the kind of financial stability and promise of podcasts and promos on podcasts. So to me, one of the things that's funny about this is that it almost feels like that level of meta-analysis is very important to validating Serial as something that a bunch of people have compared it to, which is like a show like True Detective or a show like The Sopranos, which is bizarre because it's not fiction.
It's not fiction, right? And so that's the weird thing about the way you experience the show. You know, you have the podcast about the podcast, and so people are talking about these characters, right?
Right.
And you see the Reddit threads, and people are sort of like trying to, you know, the way that you try to suss out what's going to happen in the next episode. But you're talking about a real murder case.
When you analyze it like you would an episode of Boardwalk Empire, it feels really weird.
It does. And you know, a lot of the Slate Spoilers podcast in particular, like they'll have on experts, right? Experts who sort of like recap what is like a story, right? It was like a, like it'd be like having a sort of a post game show about a NFL game, right? If we're doing that with a murder case. It feels sort of like there's a long history of like true crime television, and I wonder if something about the imprimatur of like public radio, we can approach it, and the conversation we have about it, we can approach it with some kind of like with some distance from it. It's like, oh, it's not court TV, right? We're not talking about Lacey Peterson or anything.
I think there's a fascinating blend of impulses involved in the fascination of this show. There is a real thirst for this really interesting journalism that she did, where she went out and talked to these really interesting people, and they clearly did a ton of investigation.
Sure.
They worked very hard, and a lot of these people are really interesting to listen to. And a lot of times you get these little moments of truth, especially the way that they interact with police and the criminal justice system. There are these little nuggets. I don't always feel like Serial spends a lot of time teasing them out or even necessarily notices them. But when you listen to people talk a long time about a murder case, you learn a lot about how people interact, how they think about the police, how they think about court. There are legitimately a million intellectual, academic reasons to be fascinated by what they're doing. But it also does have that undertone of like, it's a really grabby story. And I think when you feel that part of yourself, there are times when Sarah Koenig is so fascinated by the story that she's kind of chuckling. Mm-hmm. There's that weird feeling of like, is this entertainment
or
is it? One of the ways that those things are interesting is that you wind up with people saying, oh, no, don't tell me. I don't want any spoilers. And it's, I don't think I've ever heard of something where people were saying, I don't want to read this part of the journalism yet.
Right, exactly.
You can certainly, I don't want to know about this part of the journalism yet. You can certainly trace it back to similarities to, like, fact-based movies.
Sure.
Where if you spoil the end of Apollo 13, people will be like, don't tell me.
Right,
don't tell
absolutely.
Me the end of Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. We're going through that right now with the Steve Carell movie Foxcatcher.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, don't tell me the ending.
Right.
It's interesting.
Now, when you look at the Reddit threads and you listen to the podcast of the podcast, you see, like, this everyone's sort of obsessiveness, and they're like, people had ID'd one of the main characters, like, a little while ago, and it was a character everyone was sort of intrigued by, but we hadn't spent a lot of time with that character yet. And I remember thinking, like, I want to know this guy's story, because
uh-huh.
I was obsessed with this. He was the big black hole in the story.
Yeah.
And I also remember thinking, I don't want to Google, you know, I didn't want to go down the Reddit subreddit threads.
Right.
Because I didn't want to know.
I want to put myself in the hands of the storyteller.
Right. Over the course of these many weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
As much as you can see, you know, if you take the idea of radio storytelling, this is a really different thing for radio storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it from the other side and you say these people in these Reddit threads are the same people who obsess over shows like True Detective,
right.
One of the frustrations of a show like True Detective is the knowledge that deep down there's a good chance that there's nothing to know,
mm-hmm.
that there is no answer. There's nothing you're going to uncover. All the things that you're looking at may be nothing. There may ultimately not be a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't necessarily know the answer to that. Here, these people have the satisfaction of knowing, no, somewhere in here, there's an answer. And so it provides an entirely different mode for these same people who obsess episode to episode over episodic television to become investigators. And so when you listen to a podcast that is recapping episodes of this podcast, unlike trying to do a podcast that is spoiling episodes of a show where you don't really know whether there's anything to figure out, whether or not Serial is going to figure it out, whether or not the police have figured it out correctly, there's something to figure out.
Absolutely.
And you can set yourself to that idea of, like, maybe I'll figure it out.
Something pops up in a movie. It's a very rarely a red herring, right?
Right.
It's always like, this is a very, very integral to the rest of this plot.
Right.
But in this, it's just like, this could mean nothing, right? Like, this could just be like a trick of people's memory. And this could just be, you know, a trick of their personality, a quirk of their personality.
Right. Well, this is the whole Chekhov's gun thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you show a gun in the first act, it should go off in the third act, or you have no business showing it in the first act in the first place. But in a real case, there are a million things that mean nothing.
Sure.
There are a million things that seem to mean something that in the end mean nothing, and things that you think, boy, that's really a coincidence. And then
right.
It turns out it is really a coincidence, and it's not a manufactured coincidence. It's a real one.
And it seems like that's sort of the fuel of these podcasts, about the podcast, right, is that they're sort of like about all this speculation and about sort of like, what did you think about this thing and this thing and this thing?
All right. Well, full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or from your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Linda.